What is up, everybody? Episode 154 of J5 getting live here on Thursday, March 14th, 2024. 2 weeks away from opening day, Selection Sunday this weekend, along with St. Paddy's Day. Everybody will get their drinking shoes on, and we'll see how things start to break out. NFL free agency underway. We're going to start there. All right? So first things first. Listen. Start with the Giants. Very sad to see Saquon Barkley and Xavier McKinney leave. However, understanding what Joe Shane is trying to do is important here. What Joe Shane is trying to do is invest in premium positions. The Giants don't view running back, which nobody in the NFL does, or safety as premium positions. So what the Giants did was they saw an opportunity to go get Brian Burns. And that was exactly what they did. They went out and added one of the best pass rushers in the league. Okay. Burns ranks up there behind TJ Watt, Aaron Donald, Miles Garrett, guys like that getting after the quarterback. So the Giants got an elite pass rusher. There are some things that he needs to improve on. Guy's making $30 million a year. So now instead of being a 12-sack guy, he's got to turn into a 15 to 20-sack guy. But you know what that does? That helps the guy on the opposite side of the ball. Helps the guy named Kayvon Thibodeau. Helps Dexter Lawrence. Someone's going to get free to rush the quarterback in this defense. And that's exciting. Listen, the Giants have work to do at corner. They have work to do at quarterback. They have work to do at wide receiver. But what they did was they beefed up the trenches. For the first time in a long time, it feels like this team is heading in the right direction. And I trust Joe Shane. I still believe in Brian Daboll. Okay? I like the Giants. I like what they're doing. And I think things are going to go their way. That's just how I feel. I trust them. I think that the early rumor is the Giants are still trying to find a way to get in the top three to get their quarterback. I think Shane, you know today after the trade that the Commanders made, they're 100% taking a quarterback. I think Shane is going to try to find a way to work out something with New England. I don't know if New England is going to budge. They might want to stay at three and wait and see what the Commanders do. If the Commanders don't take Daniels, the Patriots will. But the early rumor out of New England is they don't like May as much as they like Daniels. So I don't know if they're going to force their guy. Also, we still got to wait and see what happens in Chicago. Justin Fields has not been traded yet. We don't know if he is or he isn't. The Bears are in a sticky situation. Maybe there's a chance the Giants get to move up to one. I don't think so. No shot they trade with the Commanders. So you're looking for the Giants to go up to one or to three. We will wait and see. Jets lose Bryce Huff. Don't make a ton of free agency additions. They make the trade for Morgan Moses. What I would say is this. The Jets need to continue to beef up their lines. They made the nice signing of Javon Kinlaw. The Jets need to beef up their offensive line. The defensive line is pretty set, I think. They need a wide receiver. I think the Jets are waiting to see what happens with T. Higgins. I don't think they're going to be in on the Justin Jefferson market if he does get traded. I think they're waiting to see what happens with T. Higgins. Would have thought they would have been in on Ridley, but they're not. So, wait and see. Let that play out. they're set at running back. They got Garrett Wilson. They're pretty set on defense. They just got to protect the quarterback, and they got to get another weapon opposite of Garrett Wilson. Okay? I think the Jets are a trade-down candidate if there's an opportunity to do so. I don't think they need to pick at 10. But also, if there's not a quarterback there, you're going to be hard-pressed to find a team to come up into that spot. So we'll wait and see there. Okay. Now, to the baseball. Mets, all's quiet on the Western front there. Just playing out spring training, getting ready to go north. Some of the kids are starting to look good, so good for them. On the Yankees, Gerrit Cole, you wait for the arm news. Seems like he's going to be out a couple months. I have trepidations about that. I think there's a chance that he's out a couple months, and then the Yankees turn around and say, you know, we're going to trade him. Not trade him, but he's going to get surgery. So I think that they rest him, and then I think he ends up missing the year. But we'll see. Maybe Cole battles through. He's a gamer. So you got to wait and see on that. On the Got to wait and see on that. Judge is a little banged up, but he's got to battle through. Guy makes $40 million a year. If you're sore, who cares? Figure it out. And that's really that. On the basketball teams, Nets, done. Cooked. Over. Needing to coach. Need to figure out what they're doing. Knicks, making a playoff push. Starting to play better. Good defense. Getting healthy at the right time. We're going to see what this team is made of. They got a West Coast trip. 4-1 would be great. 3-2 would be good. Anything less than that, going to be bad. The Knicks need to start rounding into form. They need to make a push for that 2 seed. Try to avoid Boston as long as possible. The Knicks have a chance to go deep, 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 deep in this playoffs. Want to see what they're made of. Want to see them get the best draw possible. Ideally, that's avoiding Boston until the conference finals. But either way, Knicks are waiting on Randall. Randall's going to have to decide how much contact he can absorb, what he's able to do, not able to do, and away we go there. Okay? So that's that. On the hockey, Islanders playing absolutely out of their minds, so you got to keep a close eye on them. They're the second wild card right now, so it would be season ended today. It would be Rangers-Islanders opening round. I'm good with that. I think the Rangers would manhandle them. Rangers also playing really well right now. Want to continue to see them play well. They won a playoff-style hockey game the other night in Carolina. Trocheck continues to just be big for that team. So, you know, you want to see what they're going to do here down the stretch. Igor has found his footing for them. You're going to need them to make sure that he keeps that footing through the playoffs as we come down the stretch of the season here. But either way, I like what the Rangers are doing. I like what the Knicks are doing. I think this spring is going to be a lot of fun as we get into baseball season. Even as a Yankee fan with the bad news, you know, you got to be excited. All right. So we have NCAA tournament coming up. I'm going to be extremely busy in my own life with work and things like that. What I can promise you is this. I'm going to put out some sort of NCAA tournament pod. I will also get picks out there. And then what we'll do is we'll not do a show on the weekend like we've done in the past. I don't think so, at least. Right now what I'm thinking is I will do more of a more of like a TikTok with the picks. So make sure you like and subscribe to the podcast, but also follow me on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, Instagram and Twitter at JOHNMURACHANIAN. Follow me on TikTok, the J, the number 5, GETTINLIVE. And I've not forgotten what I said. Have to get Anson on for a baseball preview pod. I'm going to text him this week about that. He and I are going to work through that. So that's that. But guys, like, subscribe to the podcast, tell a friend to tell a friend. and hit me with those follows. All right, guys, J5 out.